Hello, everybody, and welcome back to 100 Years, 100 Movies, The Revenge. Today, we're talking about last year, 2019. And as I mentioned during the first season, 2019, I think, had a lot of great movies, and it was kind of hard for me to kind of pare down what I wanted to talk about in that year. And I decided to nix actually talking about what was the best movie of the year. And in part, I think that was because I didn't actually watch this until earlier this year. I'm talking about the Oscar-winning Parasite. Parasite is phenomenal. I was familiar with Bong Joon-ho as a director. I'd seen Thirst, and I knew of like Okja and Snowpiercer, but I hadn't really seen much of his movies aside from Thirst. And Parasite was a movie that sounded interesting, and I just kind of never got around to watching it for some reason or another. And if you had asked me at the end of 2019, I would have said that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was the best movie that came out that year, mostly because of my bias towards Tarantino. And not to say that that's a bad movie. It's a really, really great movie. But when I saw Parasite, I was blown away by this movie. And I feel that all the accolades that this movie got are well-deserved. I think that this movie winning the Oscar for best movie, not just like best foreign movie, made sense. Oscar got it right for once. I mean, they rarely do, but when they do, it's great to see. And this movie is just fucking great. And I think it's so crazy that we have this movie that is set in South Korea and is talking about South Korean culture, and that what we're seeing in this movie could very well, we could very well be talking about families here in the United States, aside from the fact that they're all speaking Korean. But the cultural divides, the lengths that that the main family goes to in order to be able to, survive, are crazy. I mean, and Bong Joon-ho does this really great thing, even like with just the way that characters are situated, where you always kind of see this physical divide, like people are literally higher or lower than other people based on their relation to one another, which is really wonderful to see. But this movie is just, it's really, really fucking good. Like, if you haven't seen it, go out and see it. This movie is, like I said, it won all the praise that it did for a reason. This movie follow Ki-woo, who he is given a job to be a tutor by a friend of his who's going to university, and he is able to parlay this job as a tutor with a rich family to get the rest of his family involved. Like, first he gets his sister on as an arts tutor for this family's younger son, and then he's able to get his dad a job as a driver for the patriarch of the family, and eventually he's able to get rid of their maid in order to place his mom in as their new maid. And little by little we see how they're able to get more money in order to survive. And you know, in a way, I guess you can say that what they're doing is terrible, but they're doing what they need to do in order to survive, and they're doing using their skills that they have from their education and their everyday lives and the hard labor that they've had to do in order to make ends meet, in order to be better. And you even see that, like, just from the, like, what they're eating, like, literally, like, they live under, in the beginning of the movie, this family lives underneath the street. They're not even at street level, they're literally below the street. And like, they get fumigated at one point, and the dad's like, oh, you know, at least it'll clean anything that we have on us. And they're eating like scraps, basically, and then little by little they're able to go to restaurants and order pizzas and just get better food. And they're really just taking advantage of this. And then this movie halfway through makes this turn that is fucking amazing. So this family little by little has insinuated themselves into their employer's into the Park family's home, and the Park family goes off on a vacation. And so they're all in the house, and they're all just kind of being debaucherous, just eating all, drinking all the liquor, eating all the food, and in the middle of the night, they have a visitor. It's the prior maid for the family, and she's just asking if they can let her in because she left something behind, and they begrudgingly do it, and she goes down into the cellar, and she's there for like the longest time, and they finally go to confront her about it, and it turns out that she had been doing the same thing that they're doing. Her husband is living underneath the house, in the walls of the house, literally. And he's been left behind without any food for days because she hadn't been there to feed them. And now we have this switch where now she has something on them because she realizes that they're a bunch of charlatans and that they're using their, that they've insinuated themselves into this family. And it leads to quite the consequences. I mean, people are murdered, people are really injured, and it escalates from there. This movie is phenomenal, and I kind of feel like the less you know about it, the better, and I kind of spoiled a lot of it. I guess I should have started with, if you haven't seen this movie, like, watch it before I talk about it. But it ends up leading to this place where the patriarch of the Park family ends up being killed by Tech Ki, or Ki Tech, Kang Hu Song's character, the patriarch of the Ki family, and he does it simply because he starts to notice that they despise them. They see them as less than, and he just can't take it anymore, and it comes down to his smell, like, really, and he ends up murdering this man in a moment of rage, and it leads to the downfall of everybody. This movie is fucking great. This movie, it's important, and I think it's extremely well done. Everyone is great in this movie. Bong Joon-ho is just, he's a master of his craft, and this movie is just fucking amazing. Go out and see this movie. The other movie that I wanted to talk about from 2019 was another movie that I did see this in the movie theaters, but it ended up taking quite a long time to see. It had been out for a long time before I ended up getting to see it, and I ended up seeing it on the recommendation of a coworker, and that's Midsommar by Ari Aster. Midsommar is another movie that I think kind of lulls you into thinking it's one thing when it's not, and I think people knew this was a horror movie because Ari Aster had done I can't think of the name. He had done another horror movie. He's only done two movies. They're both horror movies. But Midsommar is, it's another movie that I think is deeper than you anticipate. And then when it gets going, it's like, holy shit, it gets going. Because this movie starts off with, it stars Florence Pugh as Dani. And in the beginning, her sister commits murder suicide. She kills their parents and kills herself, and it's her kind of dealing with the fallout of that, and her asshole of a boyfriend Christian, who he's too busy to deal with her shit because he'd rather just have fun with his friends, who are a bunch of assholes themselves, because these are a bunch of, like, you know, 20-year-olds. We're all kind of assholes at that point, you know, and we don't know any better. But eventually they end up going with one of their friends to Sweden to visit this rural town and to learn about their Midsommar Festival. And this setup ends up leading to some of the most disgusting, some of the goriest sequences I've ever seen in a movie. And I've seen lots of gory shit. And I think a lot of it is just because it comes off so naturally and unexpected. Like, in the sense that, okay, they're gonna fucking go there. that it is jarring when it happens. But this movie's great. There's these scenes where people are doing ritual suicide, and they don't shy away from shit, man. Like, people are jumping off, this couple jumps off of a mountain, and you see someone's face cave in, you see, like, their body crumple and their face cave in, and then another one who falls and is still alive gets their head literally crushed with a giant mallet, and they show you that in all the fucking glory of that. And in the end, even though this town is trying is killing these people as tributes to their gods, you know. And we, at least in watching it, I sided with the town because the people that they killed weren't necessarily good people. Like, they kind of deserved it in the grand sense of, like, horror movies where we meet these characters that we get to... In this movie, we get to know them a little better. So when they're killed, it's like, yeah, I can see that happening. And not that they're all like that. There's some characters that, you know, are unfortunately sacrificed and they were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. But this is another movie that ends up talking about empathy in a very strange way, because this community embraces Dani into their community and helps her to heal in a way. And this movie's great. This movie is, I mean, like, this type of horror movie where it's, rustic horror. I mean, we don't see very many of these movies in the history of movies to begin with, but I think the most prevalent is probably The Wicker Man, but this is a great example of it, and this movie is a blast. This movie, these are two movies that are just, deeper than you would think they are just based on the premise, and timelier in a way even, and they're just great. So that's basically it. We're gonna be kind of wrapping up next episode when we talk about the current year, 2020.